We didn't like these mandatory events, so it's all to the good that we made a game out of them. I note where you are in the crowded reception area and make sure I cross the room in your view. My dress is silver silk, and I wear matching jewelry that flashes in the lighting. I am a lure for the eyes of all the men in the room, but especially for you. As I move, the dress flows around me, cooling me a little. I find the hall I'm supposed to go down, and then the stairway up. I pass couples making furtive love in darker corners of the old building, and smile. There are a lot of stairs, so I must be near the top of the building. And as I enter the room I'm supposed to be in, I see that's true. The room is large and furnished with comfortable antiques. There's a stone balcony through French doors that overlooks a wide lawn and our valley. I can see houses in the distance, windows winking as they reflect the warm sun. The balcony is where I'm supposed to be. I find a table there, with a black silk scarf and a note. I follow my new instructions, to slip my shoes off and use the silk to blindfold myself and to wait, standing with my back to the door. I do so, sad to lose the view, but getting more excited, more wet for you. I listen. The soiree is in full swing now. Conversation and music floats up in muted snatches. The old building creaks and moans in a light breeze, blowing up for a bit when I hear the door open and shut. Master, I ask, but you, is it you? Don't reply. Hands move over me, warming where they touch my neck, my lips, drawing a quick kiss down over my silk-covered breasts, and then up under my short hem. I can't hold my moans in as you draw your finger through my wetness. You draw the zipper down slowly and peel me out of my dress. I am naked now, and the hands are stroking my breasts, pulling on my nipples. And I can feel myself flushing, feel my pussy warming. And then they are gone, and I stand alone. I hear something above me, but I can't identify it, and then my hands are pulled forward and tied together. I hear the snap of a clip, and then feel them being pulled up, up, up. I'm stretched, standing on my tiptoes, my arms bound and pulled above my head. You, if it is you, still haven't said a word, and I must know. Master, please say something. I cry out, that wide, flat pain. Oh, it had to be the paddle. My other cheek erupts in fire. Silence comes the hoarse whisper, close, unidentifiable, and with the faint smell of brandy and tobacco. Fear runs through me. My master doesn't smoke. Has he given me to someone? Is this just a stranger, or is it someone we know? Oh, I can't believe how excited this all makes me. Hands roughly maul my chest. His heavy presence in front of me slaps my tits. Slaps my vagina. And I'm moving so quickly between pleasure and pain that I'm nearly ready to come. And then a mouth is on mine. Liquor and tobacco-flavored tongue forces itself into my mouth as fingers enter my wetness. The mouth comes away from mine and locks teeth on a nipple. Fingers thrust into my mouth and taste of me. Then the presence is behind me, and I hear clothes, keys, belt fall to the floor. A rough hand grabs me underneath. Oh, and a finger sinks into my ass. I am so close to orgasm, and Nearly sure this isn't my master that I begin to think perhaps I can let myself go and get away with it. I let out a regretful moan as the finger is removed. Then in the quiet I hear a faint buzzing intermittently. The heavy presence grunts. And then... the sting of the riding crop lands against my chest. And then moves up my thighs. And finally makes my yearning wetness... oh, even wetter. Striking just once. Tell me you love this, he rasps. Oh, I love this. He moves the tip of the riding crop to my mouth, and I kiss it. And then I cry out as he lands a tattoo of strikes on my clit. And then he is gone again, and I am sobbing. I can't tell what he is doing, what implement he might be choosing. But the intermittent buzzing continues. Then his hands are on me again, this time not as roughly. He touches every bit of me, almost tenderly, and my excitement builds anew. It's almost like a massage, the way his hands move up and down my stretched form. Teasing my armpits and inner thighs with his mouth as well. Oh. He stands behind me and kneads my breasts, slaps my labia, and makes me suck his fingers. Oh. He turns me around and slaps my ass free hand. Say it loud, he whispers. Tell me you love being my slut, my whore, my little toy. Scream it for all the world to hear. Oh, I obey and the sound echoes off the stone walls. Oh, I love being your slut. You're a whore. You're a toy. Oh, please. Then he pushes my thighs apart. Oh, and all my weight is on my arms. I don't care, because he's eating me out. Oh, his tongue. Oh, I can still feel the tobacco on it. It sucks and licks expertly. The longer he does it, the hotter I get. Oh, the harder it is to endure the pain. Oh, spreading from my arms and my shoulders and my neck. When I can almost no longer endure it, he's gone again. I straighten up and try to regain my breath. I almost fall when the rope slackens, releasing my arms. I'm pulled forward out onto the balcony. I grasp hold of the stone railing, feeling myself tremble. I think of all those houses. Can they see me? Oh. Oh. The thought of it excites me even more. A hard cock pushes into my cunt, and I nearly faint with excitement. His head is at my ear. Make all the noise you want, and come hard, he whispers. Then he begins thrusting, deep and slow, with short bursts of hard and fast. Oh, and I make all the noise I know how to. I'm nearly there, ready to come, when you reveal yourself to me. Oh, my slave, you say. Are you enjoying the party? Oh, yes, master. Oh, I cry out. Oh, you pull the blindfold off, and I see the houses again. I see the lights in the windows. I see the party guests on the lawn watching us, cheering and applauding. Oh, I come hard. Oh, so hard I forget to ask. Oh, I'm incandescent. I am light. Oh, fuck. I can think again. We are on the floor of the balcony and I'm laying in your lap as you stroke my face. I have questions for you and you have answers. The cigarette smell was a quick puff, a few grains of tobacco for flavor, and clothes you left in the smoking salon for a week. And you had some brandy in your mouth, but unlike me, you didn't swallow. Your phone buzzes with a text alert, and you turn it off with a chuckle. You tell me how popular I was, and that you don't want to share me anymore. As you wish, sir, I will do anything you want, I tell you. But you are feeling greedy, and I'm grateful, so grateful I purr. This man proved again why I'm his, and why I just want to be with him. The next turn is mine, and I can't wait for him to see what I've come up with to surprise him. I love our game master.